What is up, you guys? You are listening to Pour Me a Mixtape, a podcast where we bring music to the table, discuss artists, give suggestions, and interpret lyrics all while sipping on a little something.
Hey.
We are back. We took a week off. Yeah. It was a little craziness going on. You know how it goes, y'all. So, what are you drinking today, Danny?
So, today I have what is my newest obsession. Usually I'm an iced coffee from Dunkin' type of person. When I make coffee at home, I always have it hot, but like when I get it at Dunkin', I like it cold because I like to be able to drink it right away. But I've been really liking their new midnight black dark roast, which is hot.
That sounds like a candle.
Yeah, it does actually. I have a candle going right now. It's
Is it midnight?
No.
I can't think.
I thought it was. That's why I said that, but it's something else.
Oh my god, that reminds me. Side ramble of the day. We used to be obsessed with a candle called Man Cave, and it represented my basement.
It smelled like
memories. Like memories, and that's all we can say. But it was so good, and that's a sidetrack thought, but awesome drink. It sounds very yummy.
Yeah, I've gotten it so many times the last few weeks, and I had to get it today just to record. So I'm caffeinated, I'm ready to go. What are you drinking?
I am drinking my usual, and it's not the tea this time.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
No, I wish, but I thought that it's probably not a good idea. Just, I don't know, I feel like it's not good to have too much of that, and it makes me anxious.
Yeah.
Like, I've realized that I get very anxious after
because of the caffeine.
Them. Yeah, so I'm like, woo!
You can get them uncaffeinated.
Yeah, I should probably do that. I never thought about that. Oh my god.
I went there today also.
You did?
Yeah, I got a smoothie or a shake, whatever. I got the oatmeal raisin shake. It was so good. Sorry.
Have you ever tried the Mother Pucker?
No, I haven't, but I like things that are like sour, so I'm going to have to.
Oh my god.
I really, really had to restrain myself from buying one of those cups because you get your first fill free. They have this one with
it's like $30, right?
Shit. I didn't know how much it cost, and I didn't want to ask because I felt like if I asked, I had to get it. And I was looking.
I think I only know that, I feel like, because someone in front of me asked, and I was like,
Damn.
Pondering.
I was like, I really don't need it, so I didn't, but they have this one I really like. But anyways, that's besides the point. I saw what you're drinking, but you never officially said it, so sorry for interrupting you.
Oh, no, you're fine. I could talk about Elite Nutrition all day. No, I could.
Me
Everyone
too.
Go there now. And try the Mother Pucker with a P, not an F. And it's kind of like Sour Patch, but a little sourier. It's like I think they add more grape or something. It's so fucking good.
That sounds
but
so good.
I have my other usual, a Canada Dry. And
I love Canada Dry.
We love Canada Dry here at Pour Me a Mixtape because it makes us feel good inside. And for me, I just always have it. Like, there's never not a time where you don't see me having a Canada Dry. Even when I go to people's houses, when that was a thing, I would carry a Canada Dry with me.
When we went to the diner and you asked for a ginger ale and they brought you a Pepsi and a Sprite mixed together.
And then Lula, shout out for the episode today, Alyssa. Wait, what was I going to say?
She gave away the trade secrets.
Yeah, she gave us
the secret restaurants.
Of the restaurants where they use Pepsi and it was Sprite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. Now we know your secret.
Yeah, and apparently when restaurants are out of ginger ale, they will mix Pepsi and Sprite and try to present it as ginger ale. Because apparently if you get it right, it tastes like it, but the one that they gave you at that diner was straight up shit.
I feel like that's something that's illegal and everyone should know. It's like one of those TikToks like, tell me something illegal that everyone should know. And then you're like, I was at a story time. I was at a diner. And yeah. But yeah, that's the side ramble of today. But yes, I'm drinking a Canada Dry.
Yum.
So we did have a week off, but during that week it was our 1 year anniversary.
So exciting.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to us.
Us and our Pamam podcast. We are so grateful to come back. We took a little break, mm-hmm. like a few, like, I don't know.
Months.
We came back, though. A few months. It was like a few months, but, like, you know, time is so weird these days. It feels like we weren't in a pandemic yesterday. I mean, it kind of does anyways, yeah. But like time, it feels yeah. It just, I don't know, it feels like we're all in a weird fever dream.
I know, and it doesn't seem to be ending, so we're just gonna have yeah. to keep carrying on like it's normal, even though it's not.
Keep pushing through, and that's like the thing about like normalcy. And I kept saying, like, back to normal, and we'll get back to normal.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, nothing has ever really been normal.
No.
It's just that we've gained this awareness that there's uncertainty in life. When uncertainty always has been a thing in life, it's just we never had the awareness up until, like, the coronavirus, and we're all home. And we're realizing, like, oh, like, death is really a thing, even though we knew it was
yeah.
a thing. But, like, we didn't have the awareness or, like, really focused on it with our everyday lives up until now.
Yeah.
So,
and
I
like
mean,
you said, it's, like, a period of, you said something a few episodes ago that was, I literally just lost my train of thought, but it was kind of, like, a period of, like, waking up and like realizing
mm-hmm.
having like a lot of realizations and having the time to actually think about everything and become aware of life and death and everything in between.
Yeah.
And that's just
like, I think
what this has been.
Exactly. I think a lot of people are waking up now, and
yes.
they call it like the Great Awakening.
Yes, that's what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Great Awakening. And it was like, in a way, I feel like I was, before this happened, I was kind of in a period of isolation when I was going through just healing myself from different traumas. And I kind of went through that period of like reexamining my life and taking on my own responsibility for things that have happened. And I had like that extra time because I took a semester off from school, like way before like the coronavirus and stuff happened. And I feel like that triggered my like brain to be awakened by what's going on. So during this whole time, like, I'm grateful in a way to not experience anxiety as like, not in a selfish way. Like, I feel like I can help other people with their anxiety through this time and their awakening, so to speak. And I feel like before this, like, I kind of prepared for this. Like, in the beginning of the pandemic, like, we were doing this emotional support hotline, and I had like this binder of cool like tips and tricks to help with anxiety and panic attacks, because the year before I had dealt with like severe panic attacks, and I just learned how to cope with them. And I feel like I was here to just like help people, because like people who have never experienced anxiety or experience anxiety right now, and
yeah.
that's like super scary, especially the people who like are so busy in their lives and they don't have time to focus on themselves. So like they're having this time to like really sit with themselves, and it's so hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what this time is for people, and I just want to help as many people as I can during this time.
Yeah.
So I'm yeah.
I agree, and I kind of got caught up thinking, kind of like doomsday-ish, just kind of like negative thinking, just really defeated by everything and just feeling like kind of run down, like this is really still going on after almost a year. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, I know I've had the same thoughts as well as, like, when will things go back to normal, but then what is normal, and just, like, that kind of thought. But I was talking, I was on a Zoom call for work the other day, and we were all just kind of talking, like, when we think we would be able to, like, be back all together in the same room, or, like, when things will be back to, quote, normal. And I was just like, this conversation is so depressing. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, well, like, you just have to kind of think about it on the big scale. Like, back in 1918, when they had the Spanish flu, everyone kind of was in the same boat. Like, they thought, like, this is their life now. Like, they just kind of have to live with it. And no one really thought, like, oh, in 5 years from now, like, will life will be normal again, quote, mm-hmm. normal. So, like, that kind of resonated with me because I was thinking, like, it's so hard to think long term at this time because we're just kind of, like, feel stuck.
Oh, yeah, but, definitely.
And then I was talking about that conversation with my mom the other day, and she said something along the lines of, like, now, like, she had asked her father, whose parents and grandparents were, like, adults at the time of the Spanish flu. She asked my grandpa if, like, they ever talked about it or, like, what their experience was, and he was like, no, I can't really remember them ever bringing it up. And she was like, that just kind of, like, reassured me, made me feel better, because, like, that means it was just, like, a blip in someone's life at that point. Like, it's something that we're going to look back on, and it's like, this happened, but it's not going to be something that's, like, controlling everyone's lives like it is right now. Exactly. We just kind of have to deal with it and get through it. But like you said, like, if you're in the position to be able to help people, like, that's the best thing that you can do, because we all kind of have to, like, unite and work together to continue to rebuild and work past everything. So
mm-hmm.
2021 will definitely be an interesting year, and hopefully a good year of recovery.
It will. And I love how you said that. I feel like this is a time for everyone to come together and realize, like, everyone's connected, and sooner or later everyone will realize, like, everyone's kind of one in one way. Like, you just, everyone's connected in some sort of way. And I feel like this definitely will be, it'll be a memory, obviously, but just to, like, get away from, like, all that fear, like, how long will this go on for? And just, oh my God, like, it's been X, Y, and Z, and, like, examining it, the best thing you can do in this situation is stay totally present and stay, like, in the now, because, like, there's no problems happening right now, like, as we're sitting here talking. We're not have, unless you have something going on, and
right.
I mean, like, everyone has something going on in their life, but, like, right now, there's, when you're staying in the now and not thinking about the past or the future, there's nothing for you to worry about. Because when you're thinking about the future and, like, tomorrow, what's going to happen tomorrow, then you're getting yourself worked up. And then if you're thinking about the past already happened. So it's just, like, when you're completely present and staying in the now, then you don't have any issues, really, because, like, it's all in your head, kind of, all those thoughts. And
yeah,
I don't know, I can go deep into that, but I don't want to get further into that.
I know, same. It's like a black hole to fall down.
Oh my God, it is. It's I've been, like, reading too much about, like, all of this kind of stuff, and I definitely need to take a break and relax and a reset, because I'm just like, what the heck is the world and reality and all of this stuff? But,
well, it's like content overload too. Like, there's so much, like, there's so many, like, different, like, videos and articles and the news and stuff, and it's just, like, continuing to pump shit and fear everyone.
Exactly. And this is, like, the perfect transition to, like, realizing, like, what our topic or not realizing what our topic is, is discussing, like, our topic is vision boards.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, back to what Danny was saying about how it's so hard during this time because it's so, there's so much fear pumped through the news and social media. And, like, essentially that's, like, kind of programming our brains to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to interrupt what you were saying, but I just wanted to, like, kind of throw that in there.
I think that's a good transition, too. So definitely,
any more to add to, like, that?
And no.
So, like...
Go for it.
We'll get to, like, the theme, but I just wanted to touch on, like, programming, like, in the world, like, just the stuff we're looking at on social media, like, especially... when we're strolling, you know, when you find yourself going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, like absent-mindedly scrolling through.
Exactly. Forever. So when that's happening, like, I forgot which wave it's called, so we'll touch on that in a different episode. But, like, your brain is basically, like, kind of like your conscious mind is kind of asleep and your subconscious is, like, open. So you're open to all of this stuff on the media, and it's feeding into your subconscious mind, and then you get, like, bunch of, like, people seeing women, like, post or males posting, like, fitness photos and stuff, and then just having, like, those things get into your mind, and then you have, like, I'm not good enough, or seeing, like, things in the news, and then you're scared every single day, and then you're having dreams about, like, terrible things happening in the world. Like, I think people don't realize, like, what they're feeding into their brains. So our topic today is going to be a little more positive from that. It's vision boards, and this is feeding our brains positive pictures and, like, just things that we want to achieve in our lives. Yes. So what is a vision board, do you ask, if you don't know what it is?
Oh wait, I'll ask. Ready? What is a vision board, I might ask? I don't
thank
know what it
you.
Is
thank you so much. Okay. Thank you, everyone. All right, take your seat. I know, get your drink. A vision board is a visual representation of your dreams and your desires, and it can also be known as a dream board. And it's definitely a fun little project if you want to just, like, get in touch with your inner child. And I think that's super important, like, having that, like, fun in your life.
Yes.
And so just, like, grab an old magazines, and, like, literally you could do this with anything you have in your house. If you have a printer, perfect, you can print out stuff. But the whole point of the vision board is to basically have, like, everything come to life on it. And, like, with this you can have just different career goals and finances and social goals or education or whatever, money, and your vision board should just, like, focus on how you want to feel and just, like, not how, like, just the things you want. I mean, like, yeah, it's, like, super nice to have material stuff. Like, I have a Chanel bag on my vision board. But the vision board should focus on how you want to feel, and the more you feel, the more it will come to life. And feeling is everything, which is the key to manifestation and manifestations. And if you don't know what that is, or the law of attraction, if you've ever heard of it. I don't think have we ever talked about the law of attraction, and maybe briefly.
Yeah, I think briefly. I don't think we've ever, like, done a deep dive into it.
So basically, well, relating the vision board to the law of attraction, the vision board is basically a physical manifestation of your goals. And it's one of the best ways to put the law of attraction to practice. So it's basically, like, if you don't know what it is, it's whatever you hold in your mind on a consistent basis is exactly what you will experience in your life. So Basically, what you focus on, you attract. If you put negative energy into the world, you'll feel like you're living under a cloud and attract negative circumstances. But if you practice gratitude and just like staying in the moment and mindfulness and positive and putting positive energy in the world, then you'll get positive circumstances back. And so you basically like think of gravity. So if you toss a penny from your roof, it lands on the ground, and like we know it's gonna land on the ground. And if you try to jump off your couch, you'll hit the ground. Like, we can't go up, we can't, it's gravity, like we'll always hit the ground. So like the law of attraction is the same way, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like attracts like. So that's whole thing. And yeah.
I think like I've always, even like right now, I'm kind of just having like a big realization. Like, I've always focused on the law of attraction and manifestation. I mean, like, I've obviously known that it works in like the negative way too, but I always like think of it in the positive way. Mm-hmm. So like, I think I don't know, it just kind of like, I had like a light bulb moment that I felt like maybe like when I have had negative experiences or felt like that I might have been negatively attracting things into my life that were negative by fixating on that. Mm-hmm. But because like I always think of it as the positive thing, but I need to I guess be more aware of what the negative or the backside could be.
Oh yeah, that was like the hardest pill to swallow, realizing that the negative circumstances in your life you've attracted, and that you have to take responsibility and make your own choices in life. Yeah. And actually, to bring this up, because I know people are like super like skeptical or whatever, but I was totally like not into any of this stuff. And I've gone through like childhood trauma, and I could never understand like, why would that happen, like with the law of attraction, like it doesn't make sense. So what I researched, I found, is when you're a child, you're like a walking subconscious mind. So they don't have a conscious choice yet, and they're basically sponges to everyone around them. So whoever's raising them and the energy they raised them in can determine that kind of frequency that's putting out. And like that can kind of tie into quantum physics, but I'm not going to get into that in this episode because people are going to be like, what the hell is she talking about? So, and I know that, like,
what the hell is she talking about?
So basically, it sounds like super harsh, but for me, this is how I understand it. And if it doesn't resonate, like take whatever resonates with you. But like, I personally believe, like, before I was born, I came here to learn certain lessons, and I just kind of made a plan and went through just these certain circumstances, because if I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't be sitting here talking about this, and I wouldn't know how to even help myself. It's like with the good and the bad, like without the bad, you won't know what good is.
Yeah. And like you said, like take what resonates with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't take everything like what I said, just take whatever really resonates with your soul.
Because I think like a lot of like the more psychological and, you know, like spiritual ideas, people who are so like logic based and so like based in like what they've honestly been like grown, like been taught to believe and not believe.
Exactly.
I feel like people always look at stuff like that and they think it's like weird or like loony, I don't know. But mm-hmm. I think saying like take what resonates with you is such a good way to put that, because no one's to say, like, who are you to say, like, if this is something that has helped you kind of like cope with certain situations, then like, who is anyone to say like that is like, that's dumb or that's not, you know, like.
Exactly. I think people, like, you believe what you believe. Yep. And that's why I don't like try to push this on anyone, because like this is just what makes sense for my mind and like how to basically understand why something so horrible and vile could happen.
Yeah.
And this is the only way that it could make sense.
Literally.
And for other people, and why I say take what resonates with you, like, don't, like, believe what you believe in, like, just what your gut tells you. And just like Danny was saying, when we grow up, we have these certain beliefs installed in us. So it's hard, especially, like, honestly, like, I was super, super negative, and I had a roommate who was so into this stuff and had, like, crystals and tarot cards, and I thought it was so weird. I was so judgmental. Like, I don't want to judge people anymore, but, like, I was, like, literally everything she was, I was. And that's, like, so on a deeper level, because just, I don't know, I'm so amazed that, like, I was judging this girl and I'm literally, like, exactly the same now. And when I grew up, like, even my family doesn't, like, believe in any of this shit. Or not believe, they respect, they respect my beliefs, but don't practice it. Yeah, like, it's not that they don't believe it. They think, like, yeah, you think positive, you'll get positive stuff, but they don't practice it themselves. But I think, like, I grew up in that whole mindset, and then I kind of went to this place where I was like, okay, I don't want to rely on medication, and I feel like I'm strong enough to heal myself in some way. And I got into saying positive affirmations, which literally changed my life, and bringing back to the programming and your subconscious mind. Like, when we're little, like, I think age 3 to 6, our subconscious, that's when we're a walking sponge. So a lot of, like, our adult issues will come from childhood. And, like, say when you hear, like, I'm not good enough or whatever, a lot of people will struggle with that. And, like, that is a limiting belief. And you are able to change those limiting beliefs and change them into empowering beliefs. So, like, I am strong, I am beautiful, like, I am healthy. And I thought it was so crazy, like, super loony, like, when I first learned this stuff, I was like, this is so stupid. Like, I feel so uncomfortable saying this. Like, I remember, like, saying, like, I am healthy out loud. And I thought it was, like, so silly. And I was like, this is the dumbest shit ever. Like, I'm not doing this fucking shit. Like, not doing that. And then I realized the more I did it, the less uncomfortable I felt. And then I started becoming those beliefs. And people are like, what the heck happened to you? Like, seriously. I mean, Danny, how negative was I before? I was hella fucking negative.
Yeah, negative.
I was a bitch. Like, I was just a bitch. And this stuff, like, it helped. And yeah, so just back to, like, vision boards and how they can help you. I have my vision board directly in front of me, so I can...
Yeah, mine's right to the right of me.
So I can look at it, and when you have that in front of your face and you're able to look at it, it's in your head every day, and you start just kind of becoming it and, like, overcoming just the negative beliefs about yourself. It's kind of like just programming your mind with positive things. And just when you see something on your vision board every day, you're kind of more likely to just get after it. And like,
it's kind of similar to what you're saying with saying positive affirmations, but instead it's kind of like visualizing it and seeing, like, visual cues that will kind of, like, bring that positive affirmation up in your head.
Yeah, I think, like, on my vision board, I have, I am choosing to eat healthy now, because in 2021, I want to make it a big, huge priority to eat super healthy and just work out daily. And I have some affirmations and just pictures, and I'll look at it. If I'm ever feeling like I want to eat junk food, I'll be like, no, 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 no. So it's like a good reminder. And I have like just fun affirmations, like I am determined, and which is a really strong one when you feel like you want to get motivated, but like motivation is temporary and determination is like, ooh, like I'm determined. So just having like strong words on your vision board can help. And yeah. Do you want to share anything that you have on your vision board?
Yeah. So on top of like our discussion of our vision boards, we also went and found a song that kind of correlates with our 2021 vision boards, kind of like our goals and themes for this year, and wanted to talk about how that kind of incorporates itself into our vision boards as well. So I guess I'll give like a background or a overview of mine and then kind of go more into the musical side. But so like my vision board this year is really focused on refinement, just kind of like taking what I have and improving it and working on it and appreciating it. I feel like in previous, well, I don't, this is the second year that I've made a vision board. But I feel like in previous years, last year, I focused more on like, what can I change? What can I add? What can I do different? Or like, what can I, what other things can I like receive? Mm-hmm. And it just seemed to really backfire on me, like focusing on the things that I didn't have. And it makes you feel kind of like, well, one, I felt like ungrateful because obviously like I have all of this stuff, not even like physical things, but like people in your life and like your characteristics and your hobbies and stuff like that. So I felt like really ungrateful kind of in retrospect. And then also like if you're thinking about what you don't have, you're fixating more on the negative and more on like why, like the what's wrong rather than what's right. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this year I really wanted to focus on like refinement of what I have, kind of like picking out what my strengths were and like what the things I was really grateful are for are, and then like how I can better myself by taking, not taking advantage of, but appreciating those different assets. So that was my big focus. And I feel such like a different minds, I feel like in a different place mentally this year compared to last year, like a better place. And I think this is kind of reflecting of that, because I feel like it's just like having those like very big aspirations and like everything needs to change, everything needs to be different. It's one, it's overwhelming, but two, it's just like so kind of like negative because you're just kind of again focusing on what you don't have. Mm-hmm. So this year, yeah, really focusing on like refinement, things like that. But especially with like the quarantine still going on and like having limited access to different resources and opportunities and events and things like that, experiences, I think it's important to focus on like what you do have. So one of my major areas of focus, which was also last year, and this is kind of where I noticed that big shift first, but just because it's all, it's like a big part of my life, like almost like I'd say maybe like a quarter of mine is dedicated to like health and fitness. And like I said, like I usually focus on making like big changes and improvements, quotes, on like how I can do things differently and feel and how it'll make me feel better. Mm-hmm. But it always tends to backfire. So this year I kind of took that. I know like with nutrition, people kind of float around that idea of like the 80-20 rule, which is like focusing on making 80% of your meals nutritious and, you know, then giving yourself the freedom to eat whatever you want for the other 20%. And so part of my like health and fitness section on my vision board has like a lot of like fresh fruits and vegetables, different ingredients, and like there's like a picture of someone cooking because I want to learn how to like cook different things.
Cooking is so, is such a good thing to get into.
Yeah, especially like being in, at home all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend money on like ordering food or anything. I want to And I also, like, don't want to... I'm always in, like, the same food rut. Like, I always eat the same stuff just because it's easy. So I wanted to, like, challenge myself this year to learn more about cooking.
Do you have the app Yummily?
No, I don't, but I'm going to write that down.
Write it down. I use it, and it just... You could type in anything, and it goes through, like, different entrees and stuff that you can make, and even smoothies.
Oh, wait. Like, you type in what ingredients desserts. You have?
Actually, I've heard of something like that, and it's called like refrigerator or something. And you can type in what you have. Yeah, when you have what you have in your refrigerator, and you can type it in, and like can tell you what to make.
That's so cool. I need to get that because at the end of the week, when I'm like through my groceries and just have a bunch of random shit laying around, I'm like, what can I make into a meal? And it always ends up being something weird.
Definitely do it. I think cooking is such a good thing to get into instead of just like ordering out and stuff, because then like you're having just you're building up energy cooking up food and like just having that, and it's way healthier because you don't know what's going into your food and stuff like that. And I think it's good having healthy foods on your vision board and just like looking at, like, I have like a little fruit bowl thing with like different fruits, and it's like a variety of colors, and it's just like having that is like pleasant to see. And also, like, a sidetrack I just wanted to touch on, because you're talking about how it could be like a little bit overwhelming, and I just wanted to like say this out there, like, when you make your vision board, you don't have to write every little dream you have in the whole entire world.
Right.
And like some people think that like they give themselves a year time span, like New Year's resolutions, and like this year I'm gonna do this. Like, why are you giving yourself a year? Like, you have, give yourself like a few years to like achieve your goals, and like, or even like, what can I accomplish in the next 6 months in like three areas of my life, and it'll do like a domino effect. So like health and your health, your self, I don't know, you know, just three areas in your life, and then eventually it'll just like do a diamond, like a finances, health, and like self-development, and like keep that on your vision board or something. Like, you don't have to have like, I'm gonna win $1 million tomorrow, like, you know.
That, that's also, that made me think of, on mine, like, I have a few like pictures of houses and like the words like house hunt and home and living and welcome home, and it's like that, like, my idea behind that is, you know, like buying a house or moving in some aspect, but I'm not like tying myself to the idea that I need to buy a house this year. Like, I'm thinking more about like, what can I do this year that'll bring me to the next step closer to being able to buy a house. So it doesn't have to be like Gianna said, it doesn't have to be like, what are you going to do this year? There's so many things on my vision board from last year that I didn't do. Some stuff like I'm going to try to incorporate this year, and then other things I completely just cut out, because like as you go through the year, like, you evolve as a person too, so like your goals definitely will change.
That is so true. Like,
I'm
actually looking at my vision board. I have like just two different things, and I've taken off, there's like just different patches, because I've been like, as I've been growing, I've been realizing there's some goals that I definitely just don't want in my life, and I'm realizing aren't for just me, and I just don't want to do that anymore. And you'll have that. So like, you don't have to make it like this process when you're like, oh my god, like, I like, don't give yourself a time limit. Never do that, because you're just gonna make yourself stress.
Just, like, and then you start to feel like a failure because you're not achieving things in the timeline that you think you should be.
Exactly. You have, and you know, don't even, I have 2021 on this board right here. I have like two different boards I'm looking at, right in front of me and next to me. And like next to, in front of me, I have like I desire, and like it's just, or goals. Like, you don't even have to write 2021 if it like trips you up. Like, just something you can look at that'll make you just take another step closer. It's all about taking steps closer. It's not like, I'm going to put this magical car and it's going to appear in my driveway tomorrow. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. It's taking steps to get there.
Yeah, and I think you find that, like, the bigger ideas are, like, the things that are kind of bigger, like buying a house or whatever it may be. Like, those things are obviously going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're like, I have $50,000 and I'm gonna buy a house this year, then great.
$50,000.
Do that. You do you. But it's just to say, like, vision boards aren't like a legally binding contract. You can change your mind. You can.
Yeah, you have free will. I think that's a problem that I had when I first started. I was like, oh my God, like, nothing came through my vision board. And I thought I was like a total failure. And I'm like, oh, like, I need to learn certain lessons and go through things before I, like, take certain steps before I get to these certain things that I want to achieve.
Yeah.
And I, like, I'll look at, like, for instance, I'll take it simple. Like, with this girl lifting weights, I need to take certain steps to build up that muscle and get there. And it's not like I can't pick up like a 50-pound weight and be like just going at it. Like, you gotta build yourself up there. So it's like, and even with your house and having that on your board, it's just like a good reminder to keep it in the back of your mind. So you're like, ooh, saving money for that house.
Mm-hmm.
And like do. So like, it's good to just have it on there. You're not, it doesn't mean you have to get it like within the year.
Yeah,
don't limit yourself to a year. Like, everyone will always think like, this year is the year that I'm gonna be this person, and it's just not that way. Like, you don't give yourself a timeline. Don't limit yourself. It's limitless. Just have fun and so I just wanted to sidetrack, because I know like some people who aren't too familiar with vision boards, they'll get so overwhelmed and think like, I need to put every dream, like, I'm looking at this vision board and that was literally me, and I was like, I need to put every single dream on here or else it won't come true. Mm-hmm. And like, that is not the case, because but all right, I want to hear more about your vision board and your song. And
I think I was talking about like the healthy food, but like with that, I also have like ice cream, and I have Bella Napoli, which is a really nice bakery, which I definitely want cake from right now. But I think just again, kind of reminding myself that I don't need to be perfect, whatever perfect is 100% of the time, to feel like I'm meeting my health and fitness goals. I can eat freely when I want to, as long as I'm, you know, putting in the effort to make sure I'm not limiting myself to eating, well, either extreme of the spectrum, like eating, quote, clean, or just eating whatever the hell I want. So another big area of focus that I have is kind of like on, like, self-development, like my career and saving money, things like that. I have like a lot of pictures of cash just to kind of
get in attract, the flow.
Attract that cash flow.
I think that is good to have on that vision board, and just feel the abundance. And you know, I feel like that's always definitely good things put on, and say you're a money magnet. And don't be afraid of money. It's just energy, y'all. But I'm not gonna get too woo-woo.
With this stuff, I have like the quote, what's next, which I think is just kind of like,
it makes you like determined to like, okay, what's next, here we go. I'm gonna do it.
And I also have this quote, it says, I'm going to be a ... and it doesn't finish, and I like how that's very ambiguous and kind of like leaves it open to whatever I decide that I want to be or what I want to do, whether it be in like a career or whatever. I really liked that quote because I felt like it was again, like setting up that determination without
it's freeing
tying yourself to something. Yeah, it's all about that free choice.
Yeah, free will, and just giving yourself, like, because your mind will take things so, like, literal and just be like, what? Like, I am only stuck in this one bubble and I can only do this. You can do whatever you want to do. So I think that is so awesome. And I might put that on my board. I like what's next too, because I really, really like what's next. And I'm going to write that down because
it
definitely resonates with me. And again, like, take whatever resonates with you in this episode. If you want to turn it off, turn it off. If you want to listen, listen.
Yep.
If you want to email us, email us.
Okay. So my last, like, big area of focus, I guess, to generalize, like, I have a bunch of other stuff, but this is more, like, general, is more on, like, learning more about and practicing more in, like, my hobbies and my interests. I have, like, a bunch of different pictures of plants, which I've been getting into recently. As I look around my apartment, I have so many, and I have been learning more about, like, how to take care of them, and it's really interesting, and it's also rewarding, because I like watching my plants grow and feeling good about myself.
Yeah.
And so I have that on there to learn more about that. But I also have, like, pictures of beer and alcohol, because another one of my goals is to, like, get more into beer and learn more about, like, the process of, like, brewing and trying different types of beers. So just to remind myself, if it's been a while, like, hey, go out there and try that new beer. I'll look at my vision board and be like, hell yeah, I'll go try that beer.
Yeah.
And then the last, like, hobby thing that's on there, the quote says the story behind the songs and then commit. And that is more like a representation of the podcast, like continuing to share songs and stories behind songs, and like commit to continuing to do the podcast. And, like, even though I know a lot of people, like, people start podcasts and it takes off and it becomes their career, but, like, I'm perfectly happy, like, doing it as a hobby. Like, I don't need a million listeners. I don't need, like, to make I don't need to make any money. We're not making any money, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't need to make any money off of it. Like, I think it's just a fun hobby. So
I agree 100%.
I included that in there on my little hobby section.
I have a little microphone. Like,
those are, like, the three hobbies and interests that I'm focusing on. But yeah, so it's just kind of like taking what I have and either, like, focusing more on it, or, like, advancing it or bettering it or improving myself, rather than focusing on, like, becoming a different person.
Exactly. That's so beautiful. I really, really love that whole idea, because some people take it, like, so, I mean, I think like, when you first get in, you'll just get super overwhelmed. Instead of focusing on, like, what you really have and, like, amplifying and embodying it. And
yeah, I agree 100%, because I feel like that was my experience last year. I was like, well, how can I become a better person? And, like, did all, like, I definitely still had things similar to what I have this year, but I also just had, like, things that were completely, like, either I definitely either one, like, wasn't 100% invested in. It was just like, oh, that would be good if I could do that, or if I could be that, or if I could have that. Or it's just, like, things that were totally unrealistic. And, like I said, it's kind of, like, setting yourself up to fail.
Yeah, and it's, like, I have this car that I want on my vision board. And I realized, like, I was being ungrateful for the car that I already have. Mm-hmm. And I've always been, like, a little shit about that shit. Like, I just always used to be so ungrateful about it, and now I'm like, I want to make it, like, my space, and just, I should be grateful I have a car, because if I didn't, like, you know, it just, when you get into that space and, like, being grateful for what you already have. And, like, for this year, I don't have a car on my vision board, because I'm just kind of grateful to have one. And, like, once I don't know, I feel like once you get in that mindset, then you can be like, oh, I want that new car. And kind of, it's like what you were saying, kind of like being grateful of what you have now and amplifying it. And then eventually you put your bigger goals on, and then you get, like, it's just like getting steps closer to that. Yeah. And definitely realizing what you have right now mm-hmm. is so important.
Yeah, that's actually a really good transition into my song, which we're 50 minutes into a music about podcasts and we're just starting to talk about music. So bear with me, but the center of my board, there's like this big cutout. I got it from a magazine, I want to say, and it says "The Best of What's Around," which was my kind of like idea behind my board for this year. Was just like taking taking what I have around me and turning it into the best that it can be. And that's obviously why I had to pick the song "The Best of What's Around" by Dave Matthews Band.
Beautiful.
Because I didn't even really, like, when I was making the vision board, I saw that and obviously thought about the song because that's like such a specific quote. Mm-hmm. I think it was actually from a Saratoga magazine, like, that was talking about Dave, but that's beside the point. But I just felt it was like the perfect song that perfectly encapsulated my entire ideas and goals and themes for 2021. So just a little background. It's from Dave Matthews Band first studio album Under the Table and Dreaming. And the overall theme is just recognizing that your life is not terrible compared to what others experience. So we have to continue seeking out the positive and taking advantage of what we have, which is, again, you know, the theme of my vision board. And I think, like, obviously that comes out in, like, the line, "See you and me have a better time than most can dream. Have it better than best." I'm not going to continue singing, but...
Beautiful singing, Thank Danny. You.
The song's just, like, it's... I don't know, it makes me feel good, but it's, like, very much about persistence and... I think that's also, like, another part of my vision board, because I have quotes on there, like, "Fight harder and end the pandemic."
Mm-hmm.
"Please wear a mask and stop going to parties and bars in a pandemic."
Everywhere.
PSA. If you do that, I can't even... I don't have words for you. Anyways, so the the lines so can pull on through whatever tears at us, whatever holds us down. And if nothing can be done, we'll make the best of what's around. And that just made, that, I don't know, I just feel
I
like...
I love it. Make the best of what's around.
Yeah, like, it just is, like, the obvious choice for me for this week and for 2021 in general. Like, I feel like I want to apply that song to every aspect of my life and play it every day just to put me in a good mood. Because Dave's music, as we've discussed at length, puts us both in a very good mood.
Yes, it does. I was listening to Dave driving. The sun mm-hmm. was finally out because it's been cloudy for so long. And I was listening to Dave. I was listening to Gray Street, actually. And mm-hmm. it was just such a vibe. And I was then, like, I got into, like, just the SPAC feels. And he was like, oh, my God, what is that song? Dancing Nancy's mm-hmm. yes, that's what it's called, and that was on, and I just, like, felt like I was feeling like I was at SPAC, and it has, like, that good energy yep. vibe, and
that's, like, the perfect mm-hmm. vibe to just in general. That's my vibe. That's the vibe I want for 2021.
Oh, cool.
And my show. life. But one of my favorite lines from the songs is, "Turns out not where but who you're with that really matters." And I feel like that is also really applicable to this year in general, not just my, you know, my theme for this year. But even though we can't, like, all be together, obviously, because of COVID, unless you're somebody who decides that they're better than everyone else and that's your prerogative, I think yeah. this year I really want to focus on, like, improving and strengthening my friendships and relationships that I have, rather than, like, seeking out new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to just, like, focus on people who give me energy and give me, I just lost the word I was looking for, but just, like,
give back the same energy you give.
Yes. And people who raise me up and, like, support me. So
mm-hmm.
what matters is who you're with, not where you are.
I agree. It definitely, like, always look at who you surround yourself with,
because
that will tell a lot about yourself, I think.
1,100%. But then in the second bridge that line goes to turns out not where but what you think that really matters, which we've literally just been discussing this the whole time. Your thoughts are going to determine your outcome, so
yeah,
you need to focus on making sure that what you're thinking and what you're putting out there is what you're actually expecting and prepared to get in return, because mm-hmm. if it's negative, you're going to get that negativity back. So exactly. It doesn't matter who you are, as Dave is saying, but what you think that matters. So keep that in mind.
Such a perfect song for this.
Honestly, I'm like getting so pumped up about it right now
because
I didn't
so
even
perfect.
Realize the first time I went through these notes like how
and
much
then
it
you're
was
like,
going to tie into
oh
our
my
conversation.
God, yeah,
I'm a genius. Wait, what's that TikTok? I have the mind of a master. That's me right now.
Oh my God, that's you. It's so. I mean, like this is so in tune like with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I again wish I picked another song.
No.
But I think like this is so awesome, just how it ties in together with what you're thinking. And also another thing I wanted to just touch on, like people, you can still have negative thoughts. Like if you think
yeah.
a negative thought, it's not gonna like automatically come true. It's
yeah.
like it's the ones that are so consistently going through your head and they're in your subconscious, like
yeah.
your limiting beliefs. Like
that's really important to say, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like even like myself, like I feel like when I have a negative thought, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to like materialize this.
Yeah,
so I guess you get like paranoid about it.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, yeah, that's what I thought in the beginning. I thought like I would have a thought about like death or something, and I'd be like, no, I don't want to die. I don't want anyone to die. And then I realize it's the thoughts that are like, it's like, for instance, it's like, is he cheating on me? 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 And you're fucking subconscious. And then woof, it comes true. That happened to me. That is like, I mean, I'm not saying that is totally because of me. Obviously, there's other circumstances involved.
Yeah.
But like, that was just like an example of that. And like, or like your limiting beliefs telling you like, this project is so hard. This is so hard. It's so hard. Then it's going to be hard.
Yep.
If you tell yourself it's going to be like easy, which I have, like it is so easy for me to write and finish songs because for so long I told myself it was so hard. So obviously it was going to be so hard for me to write a song. And I think that's what it is. It's what you're constantly feeding your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And people will think like manifestation or whatever is like this magical process when really it's just like science and psychology mixed together. And just like really like when you look at your subconscious and your conscious brain, like what are those thoughts that are always in the back of your mind? Like keep a thought journal. That will really help you distinguish like what's going in your mind. Like you can still be negative and have like a shitty ass day.
Yeah.
It's just like filtering it and like just being aware of your negative
yeah.
thoughts, honestly.
Yeah,
awareness
really
is key.
Awareness thing.
Yeah, and just yeah, awareness, and just like if something comes in a negative thought, identify it as a thought. It's not true or false, it's just a thought.
And mm-hmm.
and if anyone wants any book suggestions or anything, I can help about all this stuff. Email us or whatever, because I'm totally into this. And I can give
yes.
you my resources, my work cited page, if you will. And
annotated bibliography.
Easybib.com. If anyone needs my resources, if they think I'm pulling this out of my ass, which I'm not, I will give you the resources. But I just wanted to throw that in there because I know like in the beginning of stages, people are like, oh my God, like if I think this is going to come true.
Yeah.
And you just, yeah, I think it's, I wanted to get that out there for anyone.
No, that's
who,
important. But yeah, that is my reminder to make the best of what's around. So I want to hear more about your vision board and the song that you picked for this.
So I decided I was going to talk about my song, but I guess I'll just briefly discuss my vision board and the themes. And so I know I talked about a little how I have healthy stuff on my vision board and I have like apartment tour because I need one of those. And then I have just like, I love water, so I can drink just, and just seeing that I have I love water on there, I notice I drink so much water now. Like, it's, I stopped drinking soda. I mean, besides the Canada Dry I had today, it's caffeine free. Thank you, everyone.
I've been drinking so much soda lately.
Oh, have you?
Diet, but diet. Yeah.
But I just like, I decided to cut out because it just, I realized it gave me anxiety and it was bad. And I just having like a glass of water looks so appetizing on my mm-hmm. vision board, and like seeing it makes me want to go grab a glass of water. Like, so
you talking about it now is making me want to chug my water.
Yeah, like look at, you gotta look at this. Look at this freaking glass of water.
Can't oh, really I love see it. It.
But like,
now I see it. Is that a big ass?
Yeah, it is.
Is that you? Oh, no.
No, I wish.
I thought it was the picture of you. Remember I took those pictures of you and Alyssa in Mexico on the edge of the pool?
Oh, my God. It honestly, it literally, it kind of looks like that.
Is that you?
It kind of looks like that. No, but actually, I have a big booty. Not a big booty, but like a, no, not like right now.
Big booty.
not now, but like on my vision board I just have this like, you know, a cute looking booty because I would I like
boobs.
That and big boobs. Okay, anyways,
only
if any,
the real
if any
know,
yeah
sorry,
only the real knows no if you know what we're talking about, we love you. But
Oh my god.
But the other day, actually, this happened. My mom was complimenting my butt, and she always, like, she's like, why do you want a big butt? Like, why? And she just kind of gives me shit about it. And I'm like, listen, it's a thing for me, and I don't want a flat ass, okay? And I've been realizing that I've just, the more I work on my butt, it looks so good. So having that picture is just like, I'm getting it. But I'm not going to have, like, a fat ass. It's just, like, it's just going to be, like, a good ass for me. Okay, anyways, I have self-love on Aww. My board, too.
I have a fat ass and self-love.
So,
what
yeah.
more do you need?
What more do you need? And my vision board has a lot of just words on it, kind of, because I feel like I work best with reading empowering statements or something. Like, I am confident and consistent. I have that on my board because that's what I want to be. And just the more I say it, the more I kind of embody it. And I have just little pictures, and I have like a YouTube icon because I want, actually I'm not, I don't want, I'm going to start posting these videos with my singing teacher, and we're creating this program or kind of program thing called Finding Your Voice, which that is on there too. And it just kind of reminds me to keep like working at it and keep doing it, and just, I am authentically me because I think it's important to be authentic, and I don't want to be just someone else. Like, actually, this is like so big. The other day I did a live on Facebook, which I never thought I would do ever. And I did it with Chrissy, and I thought, like, I don't know, it was the scariest thing. And I was like, wait, it's just like talking like in person mm-hmm. with people. There's just a camera. And so in my thought there, like, I don't have any makeup on or anything, and I was thinking, like, who cares? Like, I'm just gonna do this live. Like, I'm being my authentic self. I'm practicing a song. Who cares if it's not the best? It's just me being me, and I feel like people appreciate when you're yourself and you're not yeah. faking anything. So having I am authentically me is just very important. And then I have books because I want to just keep continuing my knowledge and reading and stuff with that. So I mean, I have like those, but I want to bring it into the song. And sorry, there's being wood chopped out of my house right now.
Like, what is that noise?
That is wood, for anyone who is curious. my house, currently I have this heater on because my house is an ice cube because our heater doesn't work. But anyways, the song that I picked was Dream On by Aerosmith. Ooh. And Dream On!
I love that.
I love the song. And regardless of like what it means, I like listening to the song because I feel like I can embody this very I just feel very empowered and strong, and like I can achieve all my goals, and kind of like I step into the person I want to be, and that song kind of like helps me feel that way, I guess, and into feeling like a side thing. I think like what has helped me at least with noticing things coming into my reality is like really like feeling it, like, so, oh my god, for all the likes I've said, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I didn't really realize until you said it.
Yeah, I just said like and I was like, oh my god. But for all, I kind of got lost in what I was saying because I said like, but
so side note to your side note, if you were thinking how to get back onto your train of thought, if you ever want to realize all of the annoying things that you do while you're speaking, then start a podcast, because I've listened back to episodes and cringe so hard
so
at the stuff that I do.
Hard. Oh my like, god, at me, but not you.
I say like all the time. Yeah, I me too. Stutter. That right there, that happens to me all the time. Like I'm talking, but I'm not thinking, so I can't like form an actual sentence.
It's a learning process, and
I need to work on that.
Yeah, I think it's good having a podcast, just because you can listen back to your voice, and I realize how many times I totally go off and ramble, and I tell Danny after, I'm like, oh my god, like I'm so sorry for interrupting you and going off on that thing, and I'm probably gonna do that after this too, but it's just something that I need to still work on. So I'm going to listen. And
me too.
I think it definitely is like a great way. Recording yourself and hearing yourself talk is a excellent way to see how.
Then you realize. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
then you
no,
realize all the times that you cut people off while they're talking.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, you realize literally that. And then you realize all the times you say like. And I remember listening to myself in either the last or the podcast before last. And I was explaining something and I said like after every second. And I was like, and now, oh my god, now that I'm thinking about it.
It's okay.
Y'all, I'm going to work on it. We'll catch up on that and see my improvement in the next episode and yours as well. But
and then we're going to be sitting here like, oh yes, cheerio.
Yeah, we're going to talk so like proper. We're going to take our bloody papers and throw them in the air.
bloody hell.
Bloody hell. We're going to just have a grand old time and with our fish and chips.
Sorry, I sidetracked us by that tangent. Yeah. But back to your original tangent.
Oh, I just think it's very important to feel, like I was saying, a song and like putting music on, as I'm saying, like, and putting music on can like,
don't apologize. Be
guys,
your authentic self.
Exactly.
If your authentic self says like, then be that.
She is like, yeah. So anyways, listen to music when you're doing your vision board, because it can get you in the feeling, and you can be like, how do you want to feel when you get on your beachfront vacation? And if you have that, yeah. And just kind of, how do you want to feel when you pay debt off or something like that? Like stepping into that feeling. And I feel that Dream On kind of helps me get into the feels of feeling and when I'm creating a vision board. So just
that's
a little
beautiful.
Wow, thank you, with all the likes and ands and buts. But Jesus, this podcast thing really gets to you. But With Dream On, Steven Tyler, he created this composition when he was 14 years old, which is a fun little fact.
That's
cool. Yeah, and he was actually, his father went to, I think, Juilliard or something, and he played classical piano, and that's where the cordage from Dream On came from. And he, yeah, so, and I think in the song itself, he said this is the first song he used his real voice, because in other songs he tried to sing more like soul artists, for instance James Brown, and he kind of sung like that in that way. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out he was actually classically trained and opera. He did opera.
Really?
Yes. And
wow.
And with singing, I'm classically trained. My singing teacher, Chrissy, if you're listening, hello. And
Hi, Chrissy.
And she taught me that way. And when you're trained classically, it's easier for you to sing any kind of genre, really, because it's all about breath work and breathing. And just like that note at the end, when he's like, yeah, that, like, you could totally, when I heard that, because Chrissy told me that, when I heard that, I totally believed it, because people don't understand, like, it's such a process with breathing and, like, all of this stuff with sustaining notes, and I totally believe he was classically trained, but I thought that was, like, a fun fact, because he's a rock singer.
I always wonder, I know there's, like, mechanics behind singing, but people like you, like, make it look easy. And I'm like, how do people do that? Oh, and, like, does the way you breathe, like, impact, like, your pitch and your tone and everything? Or is it, I don't know, maybe these are questions for another day, but...
In a way, but when you're breathing first... A lot of people will make the mistake, and I will notice myself sometimes not really, like, you can't breathe, like, through your shoulders. You gotta belly breathe, like, fill up your stomach and diaphragm, and that is important with just sustaining a note. And actually, this kind of ties into visualization. Something that really helped me, I was having trouble singing high notes. So my singing teacher told me to picture as if the note was coming out of my head and just like, poof, like pulling out of my head like that. And I swear, you guys, like, it worked like that. And it just kind of goes to show that everything's like a mind F. Mm. So with a lot of, when I'm practicing and going to singing lessons, we do visualization, and for a lot of my notes and when I'm singing stuff, I'll picture like kind of like colors flying everywhere. I know that sounds crazy, but like if I didn't, then I wouldn't get through the note and it wouldn't sound the same. And I mean, maybe some singers know what I'm talking about, but like for holding a note, I think of like a long string and just like kind of like going up the string, and it sounds very weird, but I had really like a lot of trouble holding a note with just certain songs, and then envisioning like a long pearl string like that, like kind of, I don't know, people are like, what is she talking about?
No, I follow. That's cool.
But yeah, so I'd actually do a lot of visualization with singing and in singing. I mean, even when I'm singing a song, I think of a past memory, and that's how I can provoke those emotions, or get those emotions going in the song. And you know, so that was a little, that actually fit, so thank you for asking.
Everything goes together.
Everything definitely goes. Oh my god,
hello.
I dropped Danny.
I'm like, what am I looking
at? Oh my god, I dropped him again. Jesus. Okay, we're back. Okay, hold on, y'all. Oh my goodness. Okay, we're back again. Okay.
Anyways, it'll be easier when you get your desk.
I wonder people are still still listening. They're like, what is happening? When you
told people that if they wanted to turn it off, every single person listening was like, okay, bye. I'm not listening anymore. Telling me it's okay.
Yeah, I got too many people were like, I can't handle what this girl is saying. She's not making any sense.
We need a code word. If you've made it this far,
yes.
Comment on our Instagram post.
Oh my god, what should it be?
What should they comment?
They could be, all I could think of is like a
no. All I can think of is big boobs.
Big boobs, yes.
Big
say
boobs.
That.
What?
Please say that, everyone. All right,
so if you've listened this far,
say big
comment
boobs.
Big
or BB.
Boobs. Or
if,
BB.
If you're too uncomfortable to write that out. BB.
Yeah, we don't want to make you. Yeah.
We don't want to.
BB.
Whatever you feel more comfortable with.
And we'll know who the fakes are.
Yeah, we will call you all out. And we'll know. We will know all of you. And you know what? DM us if you feel uncomfortable commenting on it. But we really appreciate if you comment on our posts.
Or send us the video of Nicki Minaj saying, big boobs.
We will just add you on to the podcast if you do that. If
you,
you
can
send
be
us
our
that,
third person.
You could be our celebrity step-in. So if something goes in, our, it's like the celebrity in beer pong when you
celeb shot
celeb all right, host. I'm gonna go pee, gonna have my dog step in. this explanation of this song, so basically I picked Aerosmith's Dream On, as I've said 15,000 times. I think it just fits in very well, and the meaning behind the song doesn't really fit in with my meaning as I read it. Steven Tyler was basically saying that it's about the hunger to be somebody, and the song sums up the shit you go through when you're in a new band, and that's all I kind of read upon the song, and I was like, interesting, I'm gonna use my own meaning.
Yeah,
so
well, it's only about how you relate to it. It doesn't necessarily have to be how the artist relates to it.
Well, personally, as I said similarly before, when I hear the song, I feel as if I'm stepping into this reality where I'm this successful, empowered woman, and I'm living my best life with all my dreams, and that's kind of what I see on my board, and I tied it in that way. But also, I think other songs to listen to, do you know Odessa?
Yes.
I think that's like some high vibe stuff to listen to when you're creating a
or
vision
like
board. Yes, definitely Kygo and
Dave
for sure. And there's this song called The Way We Touch. It's such an amazing song. I was actually gonna do that one, but I just wanted to talk about Dream On because I thought it was fitting. But The Way We Touch is like such a beautiful song. I think you would like it. Have you ever heard of like We Are Twin? I feel like that's the artist.
Yes.
Or is that what their name is, or Twin or something like that?
Twin, is it like with
it's,
do they have two N's?
We Are Twin. It's all in capital letters.
Oh, I definitely have heard of them.
It's called The Way We Touch. And
The Way We Touch, I wrote that down.
It's a very nice song, and it makes me so happy, and I instantly can get in a good mood feeling that. And that is another song to recommend while listening to your vision board.
Cool.
Yes. I don't have much else to say about Dream On besides it's one of the songs I listen to that gets me in a good feeling. I think your song fits so perfectly with this whole entire theme and what we're talking about, and has amazing messages through it. So definitely,
I agree.
You all have to listen to those songs for sure. And I'm sure you already heard of Dream On, but listen to Dave, because that is a good thing to do. And also, do you want to like kind of, I don't have my old vision board from last year. It's downstairs. I was going to say, did you want to, like, review stuff and just kind of talk?
I was going to say, like, I feel like I talked a lot about mine, like, the comparison between last year and this year. So I'm good unless there's anything you wanted to add, like, with yours.
I think we kind of... We gave them an earful on all this stuff, and I feel that with what we were talking about earlier, how, like, don't get too overwhelmed and comparing it to our last year's vision board and stuff, it's kind of the same with mine. Just to, like, remember, don't limit yourself and have this year time spanned, and, like, maybe even not even put 2021. I mean, you can. I have it, but, like,
I have it too.
You could put goals. Don't copy someone else. Just do what you feel is best and what resonates. I think that is the key word of this episode is take whatever resonates with you. If you don't want to make a vision board, don't do it. Also, you could do it on Canva. It's an awesome website. I've actually have done this. I love it so much. I've been playing around with it.
I know. I was thinking of the video you sent me of Raven.
Oh my God. I'll post.
Happy birthday, Raven. Episode 17. I can't swim.
Episode 17. I can't swim.
Big boots. I can't swim.
Big boots. Oh my God. We should get a soundboard.
Oh my God.
Later in our career.
Yeah. Somebody give us money to get a soundboard.
Please donate to our Patreon so we can get a soundboard and we can play I Can't Swim. And big it's the 4th of July. We go pop these fireworks. Don't pop on me. Where the police at? Where
the police
at?
They're the police right there.
So one day. But for now, we are the soundboard.
Yes.
And inside track is definitely another thing because I forgot where I was going with that. Don't get too wrapped up, and we could turn it into the positivity segment now
because we got a new fun positivity corner activity, and Gianna's gonna lead us through it.
So y'all. Last night, I was just trying to find something to do, get crafty, because I think that's a good way to just distract yourself when you're having a shitty-ass day. So, I created this little affirmation jar.
It's so cute. You
kind of can't lift it up, affirmation jar. And I filled it with a bunch of, like... Now I'm noticing how much I'm sitting like. I filled it with all this, all these different affirmations, and we are gonna pick. How many should we pick out?
I'm pretending to pick.
What's the magic? Yeah.
Camera. We're on FaceTime. Let's do one for each of us.
Okay. Two. So I will pick. Do you want to go first? Or do I want to go
first? No, you can go first.
Okay. So, all right. Let's open up this. They're like little fortune cookies. Oh, this one says, I am worthy and deserving of all my desires.
That's perfect for this episode,
too.
It
is super perfect. And I think worthiness, it just went back in the jar. worthiness.
See, it was like, you're going to need this later.
Yeah, you're going to need this. That's super important. Know how worthy you are. You are so worthy of all your desires. And if someone, when you're little, told you aren't good enough, you are good enough. You can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. You just have to take those baby steps to your goals. And vision boards will totally help. And so do you want to pick one, Danny?
Yeah, I'll pretend that I'm picking one virtually.
This is Danny's hand. He's picking
one. Okay, yes. Yes. My hand is...
All right. Here we go.
Pull it out.
Oh, this is a tiny.
The anticipation.
You got this.
You got this. That's beautiful.
You got this. Let's just.
You are worthy of all your desires, and you got this.
And I was gonna say, instead of I am, say you are, but I think both of them work. When you say I am, it's in present day, so you're like, I am this. Mm-hmm. So I think that.
So say I got this.
Yeah, say I got this, and even seeing you can help because I like you got this.
Yeah.
Another one. Oh, I always follow through because
heart.
All of them have hearts on, but like, if you guys want to make a fun like affirmation jar, it's fun picking these out.
That's a smart idea.
And saying them out loud. I'm gonna do it with happy things that make me happy, and when I'm happy, mm-hmm. I'll put it in the jar and open it up and see. There is nothing to fear.
Love that.
So I think that is a very good idea if anyone wants to get crafty and make little jars. It's a good way to get this information in your subconscious mind, and you start becoming it eventually when you believe. If you believe you're a bag of shit, then you probably are. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
That is the advice of the episode. Everything else we said before, completely
forget
ignore
everything
it.
Else.
You are a bag of shit.
You are a bag of shit. I'm totally kidding, but like, just believe. You gotta believe that that I'm you dead. Are a good, that you're a good person, and just believe in yourself, and don't believe that you're shit because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let those limiting beliefs get in the way. All right. So that was a little spin on a positivity segment.
Yeah.
Want to just tell us at least one thing you're grateful for to end
yes.
the segment?
Yeah. So I think, I shouldn't be this hard. I feel like I think too hard about this always. So I'm trying to just think of something.
It could be your finger. It could be anything you have around you.
It's going to be my plants because they make me so happy. Just like my apartment is so white. Just like the walls are white and it's very like I have high rise ceilings.
You're freaking
so
life
just like
in
white
there.
All the way up. And I just love like the energy and the vibes that my plants give me. Just like more life, like you said, in my apartment, but also just like more color, and I don't know, I'm very grateful for them because if I didn't have them, it would be very bland in here, and I would probably be like, oh my god, I'm living in a what are those things called where they put you in with the padded walls,
oh, like an insane asylum, like
yeah,
the box,
like,
or
yeah,
the shoe that's in jail. I don't know what they call it. I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah, so I am grateful for the life that my plants give me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I love plants, and I think that's a good thing to have and to take care of and just have those around your apartment because mm-hmm. it definitely brings in a good vibe for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't wait to get more.
And
what are you grateful for?
Actually,
One thing.
Actually, you know what? Now that I'm, like, looking around my room, I'm so grateful for these lights. Like, the Christmas lights that I still have up in my room. I'm not going to take them down because it's all about, like, the vibe. And hi, Finn.
Sorry.
Finn's on the cam.
He's eating something and I'm trying to stop him. Continue.
Oh, no, it's fine. But I just, like, love the whole vibe, and it makes me feel different. Before I had these in, I felt like the light was so dull, and then having just the extra oomph and
mm-hmm.
the lights around make me feel better, and especially
yeah.
in wintertime when it's so dark and dull outside, I think that it helps having
I
these
agree.
Around.
I have, in my room, I have a strand of they say they're purple, but they're more like pink mm-hmm. lights that I got on sale at Hobby Lobby. And they just, like, really, I don't know, when it's just, I don't have like real, I have big windows in the front of my apartment, but I don't get a lot of natural light. So when I have those lights on, it just like brings a whole new vibe and makes me feel really like calm, but also like energized at the same time. So I definitely get that.
Yeah. So I was just staring at them. I know I have like so many other things I could be talking about that I'm grateful for, but it's just so nice.
It's really
having
the little
this.
Things, though.
It is. It honestly is the little things. And even looking at that, like, just think when this actually helps me. When you have a stuffy nose and you can't smell anything, and your nose, you just like feel so drained. Be grateful you don't have a stuffy nose, because everyone knows
the worst
that
feeling
is so terrible. And kind of comparing it to like, oh, like that one time I had the worst sore throat ever. I'm so grateful I don't have that anymore. So getting in touch like with in that way, but even being grateful for tiny, tiny things, little tiny things. And if you haven't seen it, I definitely suggest you should see it. It might sound like a kid's movie, but it was actually the best movie I've ever seen. Have you ever heard of the movie Soul? It's a Pixar movie.
Is that new one that came out?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, someone's calling
paused.
Me.
It's all good. Should I pause?
No.
Oh.
I'm just going to decline the call. Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
Oh, but that movie is a very interesting movie, kind of like about all this and being grateful for like the little things in life. And it's very interesting, but even like the taste of pizza and just the taste of taste, having taste.
Having taste.
Having taste is huge. So
when I lost my taste because of coronavirus. Mm. I was very sad.
Get in touch with that and be like, oh my god.
Remember when I couldn't taste? Remember when I couldn't smell?
Yeah. So that could be a way if you're having trouble feeling stuff you're grateful for, if you're feeling real down. But I'm sure there's someone in your life that you could be grateful for too. And just y'all can think and maybe send us in stuff you're grateful for.
Yeah. If you made it this far, send us in something you're grateful for.
Yeah.
By DM.
If you're still here,
email.
We're so grateful that you're listening and chilling with us. And yeah, so definitely we will love to receive your emails and your ghost stories if you would like to send those to us.
Send us your ghost stories. Our email is pourmeamixtape@gmail.com if you want to send those in. You can also send it to us on Instagram @pourmeamixtape or to our personal Instagrams if you'd like, which are
Deeper
with 4 R's or Gianna Robustiano. And she might not tell you to spell it out, but I will. Sound it out, spell it out.
Do whatever you need to do. You will.
Do. I don't know if there's anything else. What else do we have to plug?
If you would love to hear Dream On and Dave in a playlist, we could link it below for you if you're still around. And that is it. Unless you have anything you would like to say to our fabulous audience.
No, just again, thanks to the people who do listen. It means a lot.
It really does.
Like
mean
I was
a
saying,
lot.
Like,
we appreciate
it.
It
is just like a hobby. Obviously, we're not doing it for money or anything, but it's nice that people take the time to listen. And if you are one of those listeners, send us a little message.
Yeah, send us a message. It means so much. Like we do really appreciate it. And even I know when Alyssa says like, "Oh, I just caught up. Like, I just listened to your last episode." It does feel so good, and we do appreciate all of you guys who do that.
Yeah, and a blanket statement: support your friends and their passions, because you don't realize how much it means to them when you do.
Yes. I think that's so important to definitely support your friends and their passions and be their cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Super important. 1,000%. 1,000%. And all right, guys, we hope you have a beautiful day.
Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. We'll see you next week.
We will see you next week. Adios, amigos.
Bye.
Bye.